Time now to have a look at the meeting at Warrnambool today. The first of eight races goes at 25 past two. We are on a good four. The rail is out 4 metres, and joining me is Dean Lester. G'day, Dino. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Trent.
All right, let's have a look at this good meeting today at Warrnambool. We've got race seven being the feature, the $50,000 Woodford Cup. And the first event here at Warrnambool is a maiden for three-year-olds. And in the first, number seven is the Soul Scratching Six. Deserada, $3.10, the favourite. Fortuned Up, $4.40. Five Wild Colonial Boy, $5. Three Magnus Royale at $5.50. And nine Valencia Missile at $8.50.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of value here around Valencia Missile. I think number nine showed ability last time in. First up, got back and wide at Ararat, and that's just a bad recipe, but ran quite well, even though it was beaten a fair margin, ran some of the better sectionals of the day. I just thought from barrier two on the home track, could be a sharp improver here, Valencia Missile, to beat number six, Deserada, who's tried well enough to think would win a maiden like this pretty soon, so I can see why it's well fancied. Chances also to three, Magnus Royale. Haven't seen a recent jump out for this horse, but jumped out okay a little while back, and four tuned up with race experience, but I thought nine was over the odds here. Nine from 6, 3, and 4.
9, 6, 3, and 4 in the opener. Race number two, a maiden for 3 year olds and older over 1400 metres. Pull out 4 and 11, heading the market odds on here. Number two, Royal Boss at $1.95. 7 Wild Moon at $3. 3 Tontine at $5.50. And 10 Protocol, $8.50.
Yeah, I think Royal Boss will be hard to beat. I think Tontine is the danger. They come through the same maiden recently here. They're in second and fourth, respectively. Royal Boss probably got a clearer run, but was still stronger on the line. Tontine will be better for that run. Just comes up with the outside draw here, but in a field of nine, probably no real disadvantage. I think they're the two, and I think that's the right form line. Wild Moon, I've been batting up for him a little bit. He's been a touch disappointing. Put him in for third and 10 Protocol, who just got checked at a crucial stage at Colac and then got going a little bit again late, gets a senior rider here, might be next best. 2, 3, 7, and 10.
2, 3, 7, 10, race two. Race three at Warrnambool today, another maiden for 3 year olds and older. 1700 metres the trip. Scratch number three. Favourite odds on number 11, Tulpar at $1.70. 6 Heavy Boy, $5.50. 8 Yulong August, $6.50. $7 for 7 Skelm, 1 Denominator at $7.50.
Yeah, a competitive maiden. I thought that the chances here, maybe 11 Tulpar, it's going to be very short. Should beat these, really, on its recent form. And the addition of the blinkers here is the real key. I think from a good draw, should make her own luck and win. I think the little chances behind her are 6 Savvy Boy, who's working up to winning form with 2 runs under his belt. 8 Yulong August was a touch disappointing last start, but the first up run was okay. And maybe 7 Skelm, with the end order ride fitter for 2 runs back from a spell. But 11 clearly the one to beat, but chances for the trifectas and first fours around numbers 6, 8 and 7. 11, 6, 8, 7.
11, 6, 8, 7, race 3. Race number 4. Over 3,100 metres, it's a benchmark 78. There's no scratchings in the favourite. Again, odds on here, it's number 2, San Remo. Geordie Childs rides for Archie Alexander. 5, Duke of Oz, $2.70. These two dominate the betting. Next best, number 3, Weave at 10.
Yeah, San Remo's going to be hard to beat. He was good last start winning, and he's well placed here. And with Kazerabad in the race, it sort of compresses the weights here. I think he's a very well placed number 2 to beat 5 Duke of Oz. Probably would have preferred softer ground, but he is in such good form as all the Jamie Edwards horses at the moment. Gets a great run from the draw, can relax for a long part of the race. Weaves back from the Jericho Cup. He's a good long distance runner. He's going to get a great run from the draw. And maybe 6 Crafty Cruiser, the old boy. He's going to tick over the $1 million today. He'll just chip away at the end of this race and can get into the placings. But San Remo deserves to be a short price favourite and looks the one to beat. 2, 5, 3, and 6.
2, 5, 3, 6, race 4. Before we get to the first leg of the quaddie, race 5 over 1100. It's a benchmark 70, and the scratchings are 1, 3, and 6. And our favourite is number 9, Forbid Me Not, at $3.30. 4 Del Piero, $3.70. 2 Chapel Road at $3.90. 5 Bonnie Sensation at $5.50. And 7 Fox on the Run at $6.
Yeah, with regard to the quaddie, I'm conceding here. I'm putting all 6 of the remaining runners left in the field. I'm going with Del Piero. I think the run last start was good. That was behind Twitchy Frank, who then, of course, won at Caulfield on Boxing Day. So it's a good form reference. Looks well placed. 2 Chapel Road was beaten by a good horse in I Am Someone at Bendigo. That form stacks up okay for a race like this. 5 Bond Sensation probably wasn't disgraced last start, and a slowly run bit of a dash home at Flemington. Looks well graded here, and down to the bottom for Bid Me Knots, racing well and on the home track from an inside draw. But yeah, I'd be conceding a little chance to every runner there. One of the tricky races on the program, even though it's a small field. 4, 2, 5, and 9.
4, 2, 5, 9. Race 5, first leg of the quaddy. Race 6, a benchmark 64 over 1,700. Pull out 10 and 11. One Lorikane heads the market at $2.10. We'll appreciate the dropping grade back from a trip to Flemington. 6, Nashville Sound at $4.80. 2, Kent Street, $5.50, along with 7, King Tycoon.
Yeah, I think two things here. Lorikane will appreciate the drop back in grade, and didn't have any luck either in that race last time out. And behind Declares War, I think that's an irresistible form line. Was a really impressive winner at this track and distance prior to that. Looks the one here. I think 7 King Tycoon back on a dry track, a tongue tie goes on, will improve. He was working up to winning form, and then he struck that deteriorating track here last start. He's the danger. Then out to number 2, Kent Street, who on the home track can run quite well. And with the late scratching of Adina Rose, I'll put in 9 Mr. Meter next best. But I think 1 and 7 will really dominate the race. 1, 7, 2, 9.
1, 7, 2, 9, race 6. Race 7 is the feature, the $50,000 Woodford Cup. Open handicap over 1,700, and the scratchings are 1 and 12. 3 runners in single figures here, headed by 6, Guizzo, the local, at $2.20. 5, Goldfields, the Wodonga Cup winner, at 3. 4, Romancer, at $4.80.
Yeah, I think Guizzo's ready to win. He's had the 2 runs back. This is his optimum distance, 1,700 metres. He finished off well last start. Salence finished off a bit better than him, but he won on Boxing Day at Caulfield, so it's a good form reference. And I just think with a horse like Albertino in the race rolling them along, it'll suit Guizzo to get over the top. Goldfields is having a great preparation. He won 2 in a row, including the Wodonga Cup. He ran well here last start. I think this is about as far as he wants, but he's the main danger. Romancer, I think, wasn't suited by a really slowly run race last start. Had no luck in the Wodonga Cup before that. I think he'll get a lot closer to Goldfields here. Put him in for 3rd, and Tarquin with 2 runs under his belt on the home track. Just getting a cheap run might be a place chance, but Guizzo looks very hard to beat here, Trent. 6, 5, 4 and 2.
6, 5, 4, 2 in the Woodford Cup race 7, and the last race 8 is a benchmark 64. They run 1,400 metres, 1 and 3 stay at home, 10 Truly Brook, 370, 4 Leishman and 9 Aurora Rising, $4.40 each of 2. 8 My Shiny Choice, $6. 7 Uncle Larry at 7, and 2 Sacred Theme at 9.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot between probably 3 main runners here, and I'm going with Leishman, home track. Recent win was good, drawn for a lovely run, hard to beat. Uncle Larry broke the maiden last start in good fashion and can run well again. I think Aurora Rising's working up to winning form, I think has to be highly regarded. And My Shiny Choice just peaked on his run first up, ridden up outside the lead, might be fitter and can certainly improve here next best. 4, 7, 9 and 8.
4, 7, 9, 8 in the last. Your best value quaddian player of the day?
The best is Guizzo for me in the Woodford Cup, race 7, number 6. The best value is race 1, number 9, Valencia Missile. The quaddy, first leg, as I said, the field. So there's 6 runners there, 4, 2, 5, 9, 7, 8. Second leg, just numbers 1 and 7. Third leg, 4, 5 and 6, and the last leg, 4, 7 and 9. Play of the day will be a parlay 2-3. It will be for the win, race 1, number 9, Valencia Missile, a win, race 6, number 1, Lorikane, and a win, race 7, number 6, Guizzo.
Good on you, Dino. Good luck at Warrnambool. Have a great evening and a great 2019.
Absolutely. Happy New Year to you, Trent, and to all the listeners.